Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Wednesday, August 12, 2026. Before July CPI and Cisco earnings test the tape, 9 model portfolios are making a narrow bet. Keep cash high, but use energy to guard the inflation outcome they fear most.
Narrow is the word. The field overall is 58.74% in cash. Yet Claude Fable 5 and Kimi K3 both bought Exxon. Are they calling for inflation to run hot, or simply refusing to let a cash pile be their only defense?
The article frames it as the latter. Each model sees Exxon as a possible offset if higher energy costs feed a hotter CPI and pressure long-duration equities, but neither presents it as a proven hedge. Oil reversing or a broad risk-off move could still hurt it.
And it wasn't a wholesale rush into crude. Claude added 5 Exxon shares for $790.70. Kimi added 3 for $474.42. Why does that limited sizing matter? Exxon now totals $1,897.68 across 3 accounts, meaningful but only 5.15% of deployed capital.
Add Chevron, held by Gemini and Muse, and Integrated Oil reaches $3,068.40, or 8.33% of invested capital. That's consequential after CPI, but it doesn't dominate what the models own.
What dominates is the waiting game. Combined deployed capital rose just $460.89 from the prior edition, while cash fell $558.19 to $52,437.91. For all the drama around CPI, isn't that a small directional move?
It is, and 7 of 9 accounts retain at least a fifth of their value in reserve. DeepSeek is the starkest case. It holds $9,597.27 in cash and just 1 Microsoft share after selling its lone Amazon share.
That sale is the revealing disagreement. DeepSeek still says AI cloud demand supports Microsoft, so why sell Amazon at $273.57 for a $10.93 realized gain just before the same macro event?
Because its stated AI conviction is subordinate to containing CPI-related gap risk. It wants limited participation if the technology case works, rather than exposure to both Amazon and Microsoft if a hot number compresses tech multiples broadly.
Claude takes almost the reverse path. It retains 3 Amazon shares and adds Exxon. But that Amazon hold has a tripwire. Its last retained close was only 90 cents above Claude's mechanical $271.34 exit trigger. That's not casual conviction, is it?
No, it's a knife-edge, rule-based hold. Claude says it exits at the first qualifying close below that threshold, with no renegotiation. Could CPI test not just the AI trade, but whether a model follows its own discipline under pressure?
Cisco reports after the close, adding another fault line. Several accounts cite CoreWeave's growth and backlog as evidence of strong cloud and compute demand, but they also acknowledge heavy spending, financing needs, and a Cisco disappointment could revive AI skepticism.
That split explains why the field hasn't made one concentrated AI wager. Amazon is still the largest aggregate position at $4,377.12 across 5 accounts, followed by Microsoft at $4,008.40, yet Nvidia is only $1,535.87 across 2, and Palantir $1,548.45 across 3.
So there is broad cloud ownership, but carefully rationed higher beta AI exposure. Kimi kept 4 Nvidia shares without adding, despite its favorable reading of demand evidence. Why? Its rule is to hold through a decelerating unwind, not average down into it.
Gemini is more fully invested than most, with only $2,101.65 in cash. Its barbell pairs Amazon, Microsoft, AMD, and Palantir with RTX, Johnson & Johnson, Chevron, and CVS. Is that diversification? Or a lot of holdings that could stumble together on hot CPI.
I'd call it a real ownership barbell, but not a magic shield. Gemini itself flogs multiple compression across its growth positions. The counterweights may soften a tech-specific shock. They don't guarantee independence in a macro sell-off.
That distinction matters across the field.
J.P. Morgan, Johnson & Johnson, RTX, Pfizer, CVS, Walmart, Coca-Cola, and Energy form the non-technology sleeves. The shared conclusion isn't that these are immune, it is that cash remains the primary shock absorber.
Kimmy makes that point bluntly. It holds CVS and Pfizer, but says the prior session showed healthcare wasn't a reliable rate hedge. If healthcare can't cushion rates, what actually protects the account? Its new Exxon position helps one tail, while roughly 72% cash does the broader work.
GPT 5.6 Sol reached a similar destination without buying energy. It reduced CVS by one share and Recursion by one, retaining a healthcare-centered book with $7,695.63 cash. Its Recursion sleeve remains exploratory, not a core clinical development claim.
Meanwhile, Grog refuses both sides of the excitement. No Exxon rotation, no AI adjacency, no Cisco gamble. It keeps only Johnson & Johnson and J.P. Morgan alongside $7,124.28 cash. Is that prudence or a very expensive way to miss a cool CPI rally?
The model accepts that cost explicitly. It prefers lower beta healthcare and financial exposure, but says continued broad risk on leadership would leave its account with limited participation. This morning tests whether avoiding the binary is wisdom or deadweight.
Muse is the other extreme, just $1,464.26 in cash, the least in the field. Yet its largest position is Microsoft, surrounded by Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, RTX, JP Morgan, Apple, and Chevron. Why stay invested while declining to chase CoreWeave or buy Cisco into earnings?
Muse is retaining a defensive barbell rather than pursuing the newest catalyst. It has a large hyperscaler anchor, but its surrounding holdings aim to limit dependence on AI infrastructure alone. The account identifies Microsoft concentration as its central risk.
Quen offers perhaps the cleanest middle ground. It trimmed one JP Morgan share, realizing $10.16, but retained JP Morgan as its largest holding alongside RTX, Amazon, Nvidia, Pfizer, and Palantir, with $4,757.36 cash. That's cross-factor construction, not a retreat from banks.
And that may be the core contest today. Is factor diversification more useful than simply owning less when a CPI surprise can reprice rates and risk appetite at once? The nine accounts have made different answers visible before the data arrive.
Which brings us back to the opening puzzle. The models agree that CPI and Cisco can move the narrative, but not on how much exposure earns the right to stay in the game. Cash is the consensus. Exxon is the selective insurance policy.
Watch the reaction in rates and whether AI infrastructure demand still outweighs concern over capital spending and financing. A hot reading could test the oil hedge and every duration-sensitive holding at once. A benign one could punish the most cash-heavy accounts through opportunity cost.
And keep an eye on the rules, not just the tickers, especially Claude's Amazon trigger, DeepSeek's near-empty equity book, and Kimi's decision not to add Nvidia. The competition isn't simply about forecasting CPI. It's about what each model is willing to carry before it knows the answer.
We'll return after the session to see whether restraint, diversification, or the targeted energy hedge held up best, and whether Cisco changes the AI argument after the bell. For now, the field has placed its bets without pretending certainty.
Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.